Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve of Genevieve Smith. How are you doing today? First, everything is well with you during this sort of time of the coronavirus, latest pandemic we have up here. You're doing well with you. Healthy food, take care of your family, whatever business it is to do. Now you have to work home. So, I just pray that all is gone well and maintain as much of a normal life as you can. Today's subject, when I read this particular passage, I was struck by the similarities that happened back in Isaiah's time and that what are happening now. I remember doing a paper on this when I was in college, and back then, you know, things that were happening at that time paralleled to what happened in Isaiah's time. And one thing about the coronavirus, it's changed everything, the way how we go about our lives. You know, no stores open. All the, by what the government says, non-essentials, all those stores are closed. Get a haircut, can't even go into a restaurant except for delivery and takeout. And you can't even sit down and have a cup of coffee. So schools are closed, libraries are closed, churches are closed. So people are finding creative ways to do things. And I'm thankful for technology. We're allowed to do all those to the people that we are friends with, that we always with when we have church services on. And there are many other social media sites that people can be in communication with, whether it be their job or their religious institution or whatever else that you to be associated. I'm going to read a few verses from Isaiah chapter 24. We start with verse 1. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Edition. And it says, now the Lord is about to lay waste the earth and to make it desolate. He will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. And it shall be fire filled with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the creditor, so with the debtor. The earth shall be utterly laid waste and utterly despoiled, for the Lord has spoken his word. You know, this pandemic has affected everybody. Doesn't matter if you don't have any money or if you're loaded or you have more money than you know what to do with. It's affected everybody. People can't. So, thankfully, you have supermarkets open, grocery stores that people have to eat. But if you want to buy a lot of stores are closed. Some lenders have postponed temporarily, you know, mortgage payments or rent payments, because people either they can't work or many people have lost their jobs, or, you know, it's the crunch is tight now, you know, people can't afford to pay on some of their mortgage, or, you know, aside from the bare essentials, and the creditor and the debtor, creditors can't collect on some things because some people don't have a job. Now, this is back going through Isaiah's time, you know, everything is laid waste. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, everything is kind of grounded to a halt. Now, it begs the question, why do you think God has allowed this to happen? Is it possibly that maybe he needs to get our attention? Is it possibly that maybe people are so proud of their own works and proud of their own accomplishments, everything that they forget about God or have forgotten about it? See, one thing about God is, you know, when he wants to get your attention, he'll get your attention. I do remember in my own life, you know, God got my attention when he took me from a bustling metropolis to the middle of nowhere. And the only thing I had on was time. And then you look at the situation that people had to be creative about it and how they'd go about life. You know, many parents are educating their children at home, homeschooling, but the schools are closed. So people are finding creative ways, many creative ways of doing things. Now, a lot of things, you know, there's going to be some loss, you know. Some of these businesses aren't going to open anymore. Some won't survive. You know, and a lot of things have come, you know, look at the way pollution, look at all things are coming back, you know. Some things that were done wrong coming back upon us. And some of us, some people are asking, where's God in all this? So how does God cause it? Well, God doesn't cause all these things. He never caused things. It's just the people, men, have decided to go their own way. They won't listen to God. So they've gotten arrogant, uncaring, ungrateful. You know, people don't. With all the homeless out there, people don't care about anybody else but themselves. The one thing I've seen is that down out on the street, many, many homeless people. There were homeless people before, but now it's, you see it a lot more now because, you know, there aren't that many people out on the street. That is kind of showing that, you know, there are other people out there. They're, you know, they need help. You know, we have to think about those who are less fortunate, think about people who are struggling with depression or abuse substances. I think one of the sad things about this is the lack of physical contact with another person. You know, they have a stay-at-home order in many states. I can only speak for here in America. I don't know about the rest of the world. I can speak for in America, in most states, they have a stay-at-home. So you lose that physical contact. Can't be with your friends. Can't be with your, you know, can't be with the people that you work with or the people that you hang out with. So it's, then it's difficult for some people. Then go to verse 4. The earth dries up, the world languishes, heavens languish together in the earth. The earth lies polluted under its inhabitants. For they have transgressed law, violated the statute, broken the everlasting covenant. See, the thing from the thunder is bad decisions always come back. I mean, look at all the pollution that we have. Look at all the bad decisions that we've got in business. you know, before the homeless could be kind of hidden under, be hidden somewhere, they could be pushed aside somewhere. Now that's not possible because you see them everywhere. You saw them before and they got their attention, but now the way things are now, you see everything. Everything's come out to light. And one thing Scripture says is things that were done in the dark will be brought to light. And this is being brought to light. Then you go to verse 6, Isaiah 24. Therefore, curse the bow of the earth and its inhabitants suffer for their good. For the inhabitants of the earth slumber, and a few people are left. The winds rise up, the fine languishes, all the mirrors sigh. The mirth of the thimble is destroyed, the noise of the jubilant has ceased, the mirth of the ear is destroyed. So normally do they drink wine, and get singing, strong drink, put it away, that's the one thing I've really noticed, you know, people are going out, having a good time, there's no dancing, no laughter, no entertainment, no nothing to distract people from it. From the cares of life. And people are missing that. Verse 10, the city of chaos is broken down. Every house is shut up so that no one can enter. There is an outcry in the streets for lack of money. All dread has reached the seat of doubt. The gladness of the earth is banished. One of the times I go out, I don't see much joy radiated. You know, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of people who are anxious, people who are nervous, people saying, what's going to happen? Is this going to end? Is there an end to this? When I look at the news, you know, it's just a bubble mess, as far as I'm concerned. You know, there's so many different reports trying to sift through some of the stuff that's coming out. It's kind of like trying to sift through a pile of junk. Verse 12, desolation is left in the city. The gates are badly convened. For thus shall be on the earth and among the nations, and the wild tree of beef, as and the green is a great harvest of victory. Now, I don't know if anyone is the eating stuff. You know, I look at the way people will realize that their lives are going to be different. Their life isn't going to go on be the same as, you know, whenever this pandemic ends, life isn't going to be the same. You know, what people learn from it. I mentioned earlier that God has a way of getting our attention. For sure it's gotten it down. Just reading from all these first 13 verses, now you think, this is it. Now it seems to be all gloom and doom. Now it seems that it will never end, but, you know, people now wonder how this is this going to go on, how long it's going to go on. You know, will this last forever? Will how it will affect our lives. So I'm happy to say that this isn't going to end, this is going to last forever. Because, you know, the thing you remember is that God's in control of all this stuff. So all this will end one day. Everything will end one day. So I just take one thing at a time, one day at a time. That's the only thing you do, you know. It's your daily life, you know. You can't you don't know what's going to happen 10 minutes from now. One day I say, I encourage people to just enjoy the moment that you're in. If you're in a good moment, just enjoy it, because it will be gone. And this is like a moment right now. We know we're going through these moments right now. But even what's going on outside, we can still find joy. You know, I'm just grateful for my friends and living with my family. Just grateful to God that He saved me. Just grateful to God that He kept me. You know, He kept the roof over my head. He's kept food on my table. Kept our health. You know, it's time to be thankful for what we have. You know, and God's gonna bring us through, you know. God's important that we can't control what's going on outside. We can't control, but we can focus on God. We can't look to God, pray, and ask God for His guidance. See, one thing we all can do is pray. You know, we can pray, we can encourage, you know, even despite all this, God still loves you. God is healing. I'm pretty sure many lives have been restored. I'm pretty sure relationships have been restored during this time. I'm very sure that people have, God has shown, you know, open doors for many people who are doing ways, doing things that they maybe they never even thought they were doing. Now, I maintain that, you know, creativity is dead. Creativity doesn't take holiday. People find a creative way to cope with this. You know, people are learning things they probably, you know, learning things they never did before, or people are rekindling some things that they've done in the past. Rekindling stuff. I'd be curious to know how many people are doing things that they did when they were much younger, and now they're going back to it again. And how many people are homeschooling, the parents that are homeschooling their children. I imagine they're putting life, you know, sharing their life lessons to their children, you know, helping them keep stay focused, helping them to learn things about life. One thing about life is, you know, life is not stationary. Sometimes things happen, you know, you have no control over it. The whole thing is how do you handle those situations? You know, we trust, but we're going to trust God. You know, we're going to trust Him, you know, to lean on Him, or we're going to be fearful and afraid. You know, when all this is going on, you know, God's still there. You know, in Isaiah's case, you know, Israel's a mess. The whole country was a mess. Now, it must have taken a lot of courage on Isaiah's part to prophesy all this. You know, sometimes people don't want to hear it, you know. Back then, there were a lot of prophets would go to put in jail. You know, not because they were wrong, you know, in speaking, it's just people didn't want to hear it. Same God, you know, it doesn't matter what people want. Whatever God's will is, God's will be done. How do we go forward? So just remember, I mentioned earlier, just remember God is always there. He's there in good times and in bad. And these times aren't going to last forever. I lost it earlier. How long it's going to be, only He knows. Now I'm thankful that we have our services online. I'm thankful for the technology. So it's something that can be used for good. You know, during this time, there's a lot of people are doing a lot of wonderful things during these times. Many people have sacrificed to help somebody else. You know, I'm thankful for all the healthcare workers, all the doctors, all the people who drive, you know, public transportation. It's a good time to be thankful to God for many. So I'm just thankful to God for all my, I really appreciate all my friends. I appreciate everything. God is excited. I think one of the pandemic shows. Yeah. We need to be thankful for what God has provided for us. You know, if you understand, we just look at God, just look at Him. We don't have to live in fear, we don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid, you can just go on with life. Just thankful that, you know, we're in this time, we just be thankful and also get service. And even in difficult times, you know, God always shows, you know, His will be done. And I thank you for joining me once again today. This is Genevieve Sims. And I pray that this lesson has encouraged someone today. Maybe someone needed to hear it. And I remind you to just look to God, trust Him. You know, if you need any kind of help, you know, if you need help personally, you know, seek out the help. You know, if you know someone that needs help, help them out. You know, look out for your neighbor, look out for your family, look out for that. You know, think about the people that are in nursing homes. Pray for that person, the person from health and knowledge of it. And just at the end of the program of prayer, Lord, we just thank you for all things. We just give thanks to you for being with us. We just thank you, Lord, that you have some hope to come upon us. Lord, during this time, we can look to you for giving courage and strength. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters who are listening. I pray for my neighbors, friends. Father, I just pray that you, I know one day all this will end. But Lord, you bring peace into our hearts, Lord, strength to us. And I just pray that you, and as we look to people, you know, I just give thanks to all. Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you once again. God bless you. Go forward. Amen.